once a month at Grace Christian Center, we participate in communion. Some people do it every Sunday. More power to them. No problem. We've just simply chosen to do it once a month. We believe that that keeps it fresh and alive. Thank you so much. And we participate in communion as an expression of faith, because it is indeed, thank you, my brother, it is fresh and alive. Jesus did these things that we celebrate for you and for me. And he says, do this in remembrance of me. Let's listen to what the scripture says in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, beginning in verse 23. For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. When he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Haven't we been doing everything in remembrance of him this morning already? Amen. Already have it. Thanks, brother. In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till he comes. Therefore, whoever eats this bread or drinks this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he who eats and drinks in an unworthy manner eats and drinks judgment to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this reason, many are weak and sick among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened by the Lord, that we may not be condemned with the world. As we participate in communion, the thing to guard against is for it to be a trite experience. This is a real divine interchange with God himself. And Jesus comes supernaturally to you as we participate in these elements, and he creates something inside of your spirit and mind, a sense of his presence, a sense of refreshing, a sense of cleansing. As we participate in the fruit of the vine, we think of the blood of Jesus shed for you and for me, that blood that ratifies the covenant, the only thing that allows us to be here this morning. We take of the bread and we realize that his body was brutally beaten, shattered, broken, for you and for me. With a tender heart, we come to him this morning and we say, thank you. This is all about saying, thank you. I choose, Lord, to remember you this morning, and I thank you for what you've done. Some have been taught many things as you've grown. We have an open table here. If you're not a member of this congregation, you're welcome to participate in communion. The most important part is, have you surrendered your life to Jesus Christ? Some have been taught that if you have aught with someone or a difficulty with someone who's not here, then you better wait on taking communion. And I believe the Lord's example instead is for us to take communion. But what you do is make a covenant with the Lord that on my first opportunity of leaving here, I will make that relationship right. One other comment about that. I know I repeat these things almost monthly, but some of you have tried many times to make things right with people, and they have to be willing to cooperate with that being made right. If you've done your part and they still don't want that, then you have to leave that before the Lord. And God has called you to peace as you participate in communion to celebrate him. How many know God is good? So, Lord, we come to you this morning. We hold the bread in our hands. And we think of the body, your body, broken on our behalf. Upon your body, you took the stripes that we deserved. Upon you took the sicknesses, the sorrows, the griefs, all of the things, all the punishments we deserved. You took them, Jesus. And this morning, as we participate in this, we do this in remembrance of you with such thanksgiving. Thank you so much, Lord, for all that you have done. Let's participate together, taking the bread. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for being so good. How great you are. Thank you for your body broken for us, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Now, Lord, as we consider the fruit of the vine, we think of the blood of Jesus. We think of this covenant we have with you. Boy, we are saved by grace. And we're so glad that the power of an endless life, Jesus, that you have. And now we're redeemed by grace through faith, and we get to live an endless life with you here and in eternity forever. Jesus, thank you for the blood you shed for me, for us, in Jesus' name. Let's participate together. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for the cleansing blood, for the broken body. Thank you, Lord. We do this morning in remembrance of you. Let's give the Lord some applause. Let's just praise him this morning. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for being so great. You're marvelous. You're wonderful. You've done it all. You've done it all, Lord. And we thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. When you consider whether or not you can ever be good enough, can't you be glad to say with me, Jesus, you've done it all? I don't have to. I get to cooperate with you as I am transformed now. But Lord, you've done it all. Thank you, my friend. You've done it all for me. What a great God. Amen?
Amen.